Hey, I'm Gallo. I'm having a coffee moment. Really nice, really hot coffee. I just made it. And my kids are still sleeping. It's 8:30 Friday, and don't know why they are still sleeping, but in 7 minutes I have to wake up my little one. Good story. I just woke up and I need to hurry, so I'm going to hurry. In 7 minutes my phone alarm will go off because my little one has to get out of bed. I'm going to cut a melon for my oldest son. Weird that he is not up yet. Or maybe he is up. Oh, my cord. Microphone cord is killing me. Maybe he is up. Yeah, I guess he's up, and he's just scrolling on his phone in bed, which is really nice. If I think about what we did as a kid, because we also lay in bed until 11 or something when we in the weekend. I mean, really like pre-teenager going out time. So what I mean is, it makes sense if you are a teenager and you went out and you are still in bed until 11, but as a smaller kid, what did we do? I was listening to the radio a lot, and maybe reading, I don't know. It's weird to think about that I used to lay in bed for until 10, 11 when I was younger, or even in my college years, but in college it makes sense because you go to bed late, maybe in the middle of the always in the after midnight, of course, for me at least. And now not anymore. I have one friend, my laziest friend, or I don't know. Yeah, she is my laziest friend. And she used to get up at, 11 when she didn't have to get up, without even doing anything the night before. And she just likes that. And I have been super active, like I am now, for years, because I am a mom for years, earlier than my girlfriends were. So I was always up early when we had a weekend out, and they were still sleeping. Even now I have that. And I make a sandwich for my little one. But now the funny thing is, my lazy friend is a mom. She has two kids. One is just, one just got four years old, and the other one is almost two, or not almost, he's one, four in the age of one. And she is always up early, just like me. And that's so cool. It's so weird to see her awake. Seven, or I don't know what my kid did with the butter. It's funny. It's you cannot see it, but it's like a big clump. This is not very good butter, smearable butter anyway, because it's plant based, and I think there's a lot of water in it or something. It doesn't smear that good, and in so-called unhealthy butter, they just have fat and it smears. I don't know how to say it. Spread, smear, when you spread it out. Don't know what's in here, actually. I don't mind. Well, yeah, water is the first ingredient, and then plants, oil, fats, blah, blah, blah. I don't really pay attention to this. I just bought this once after just looking at some labels, and now I just always buy the same because it's convenient. I don't really care. I think this is a good brand anyway, so I don't mind. My kid is loving salami lately. Oh, now I know why. There was a night, two nights before, I guess, my little kid was going to bed, and me too, and his dad was just saying goodnight, and then he asked me, did Thomas, our little kid, did he eat garlic? I'm like, you all eat about the same, and I don't know. No, I cannot remember. He ate garlic. It was the night before that we ate instant noodles, and in the soup base there's garlic, and I could really smell that from everyone. But now it can't be that long. The how to call it? The smell can't last that long. But now I know it's the salami. Oh, it really. I was talking about the salami, but then the alarm went off to wake up my little one. I now I remember why my oldest one is still not up, because he has PE. Is that physics education in English? So and we are homeschooling, so he has nothing. He doesn't have to do that at home. I read online about other mothers that sometimes they have their kids have classes instead of PE classes. They have to they can just use their activity meter on their steps counter, you know, or just another counter on their phone, Runkeeper or Strava, to record if they did anything nice, like rollerblading outside, or I don't know, have a walk with the dog. So that's cool. But not my kid. He doesn't like to move. He likes to do sim racing, which is cool. And my little kid likes to dance. Oh, he's dancing so nice. Now he's dancing the Macarena a lot. I am not a dancer, so I never learned the Macarena by heart. I know the hands, and then this, and then this, and the and jumping, but I don't know the. Obviously, I don't know what to say. Doesn't matter. I have a bottle, drinking bottle for my little one. Oh, but I was making him salami, and it's really nice. I like it too. I don't eat it a lot. But I like salami, but it smells so bad when you don't want to eat it, when you are not the one eating it. And also when you have it in your backpack. As a kid, your backpack smells. But I have other stuff that I want to test the straw. I have other stuff that smells like canned fish when I eat it. Sometimes we go on a family trip, and we leave in the morning, and I prepare food. And then I think, oh shit, I wanted to eat canned fish actually, and put it in my yogurt. I eat these kind of things, and then I think, oh, it maybe smells in the car. My man is not saying anything about it, but sometimes he just opens the window, and I'm like, oh, sorry. Sorry, not sorry. So I'm trying to think about it, but it's really difficult when I want to eat fish in the morning as a Chinese. I'll try not to, but even I love drinking Red Bull, and I have that in the car as well. And that also has a very You can smell it very good. I don't know if it really smells bad. Maybe it does for people that don't like Red Bull. My husband doesn't like Red Bull. I like it. It's just opening the paprika. It makes nice. Red Bull is just like candy. I really like it. When I drink it, it feels fresh. Whoa, there's a baby. Oh, I'm opening the paprika. And now, I didn't do it before like this, but now once I've seen a beautiful one, I'm just really thinking, whoa, like this. It's like a throne or a lily. Or a peacock. Really nice. I wish you could see it in real. It was really nice. I don't have a nice camera for this, but you can see the creature living inside. Beautiful. I don't really care as much about the inside of a paprika also, but I like to just wait for a minute and have a look at it and be astonished by it, and then I move on. Just a nice surprise in my day. My biggest surprise in my day. And the biggest surprise are always when the kids do something I don't expect. That is really lovable. As a mom, my kids are my biggest worry. Just want them to do well, obviously, or just want them to be independent. When I watch my vlogs back, then I can see when I'm talking about my kids, when I'm not annoyed. Then I really am smiling very proudly and telling proudly about them. I would never say that about myself, because I'm always like, yeah, it's okay. And I really feel that, like, yeah, my kid is okay, really. I really like them. But I didn't realize that I say it really with a big smile. I just feel in my mind, I just feel like, yes, I am proud, but I am just telling it on a normal way, on a cool way. Like, I'm very cool, but when I watch it back, I'm like a giggling mom that's really proud and grinning and with a stupid smile. Not stupid, but you know, I'm not that cool as I think. I'm not cool anyway, I know that. There are breadcrumbs here. And my kid uses every excuse not to eat his vegetables, so I'm going to, whoop. Get rid of that. What am I going? Oh, I'm going to the dentist today. Yesterday I called the dentist, and I could for just a standard checkup, and she said, "Oh, you can come here tomorrow." I'm like, "Oh, okay." It's I don't like going to the dentist. Not that I don't like the dentist in general, but I just don't like going somewhere because I just have to think about time. It just is, I lost my routine then a little bit, if you know what I'm saying. I have some stuff left I'm going to cut. It's just this, I have one piece of cucumber left from today. I'm going to save for the future. I don't know what to do with it, but I'll see. But I have another cucumber. I just want to keep cucumbers fine to keep for a few days. Oh, my kid is coming. And I hear the shower, so my oldest one is also awake. Perfect. I don't know what I was telling. Doesn't matter. I'm just always talking about fruit and vegetables. I'm a mom. I remember my mom always having plastic bags with food when we were traveling. Especially when we were traveling and my sister and I had a laugh. Because she and the housewives always had plastic bags from, I don't know, the market or the supermarket. And then with water and with the bread and I don't know, cookies and stuff. And it's really like a mom thing. And it was really funny, we were just laughing about it. And now I see it, I'm like, I understand that as a mom. I always have carry around a lot of stuff also for just in case. And if nobody needs it, I'm going to ask 10 times if they need it anyway, what I'm carrying. Lots of times they don't need it, but I like to be prepared. Anyway, so that's why I'm carrying a lot of stuff always. I'm cutting a couple of pieces of cucumber that I just cut, blah, blah, blah. And I put it in my bowl for later, for in the evening. I have some salad left, mixed salad in a bag, super convenient. I'm just throwing it in and I'll see later, whatever happens. This is a cucumber that I already, what to do with it? I'll just cut it. I want to save it for my men, maybe. I'll save it. If I want to eat it for myself, then I'll cut it already. And if I want to make it for someone else, then I want it to be nicer. Even they really don't mind, don't care. But I really want to cut it just before they eat it. It's really weird. And you can say, because I think I don't deserve better, but I think it's the other way around. I just want less fuss for myself, so I'm making my vegetables already. And for someone else, I just want to make it extra pretty, so I am extra proud when I serve my dinner to my family. I have small tomatoes I'm going to wash and then put it in my bowl as well. Cherry tomatoes are really good. Sometimes they are gigantic oval pills and sometimes they are like round marbles. I don't know how. Another factory. Alright, I think I'm done. I have a banana for my little one. I hope it's ripe enough. Oh, I had bread for my little one also. Oh, I'll do that later. I'll just end the video because who cares? Who cares? I can do two things at the same time. So that's my thing. I'm really with my mind on TikTok, of course. it's getting really nice, even nicer on TikTok. I can how do you call it in English? I am growing, which is really nice because I get more action reaction, you know. I get more, the more I do, the more reactions I get, and it's really nice. And I don't know if you know TikTok a lot, let me know your handle. I got tagged more now, and I noticed some bigger accounts are doing that as well. So what I wanted to say is that I get more reactions and then I do more actions, and it's just how it works. Then it's really more interactive and fun. It's getting really really nice, and I'm starting to know to get more noticed. It's just a small group TikTok here in the Netherlands, and my videos are only shown in the Netherlands because of the algorithm, which is fine. And it's very cool. It's different than on YouTube, because on YouTube it's more, I think, more international, and TikTok my TikTok is more smaller, just in Holland, and which is nice also, because when I show my lunch making the things, and people, Dutch people already know the brand and where I bought it, and we just talk about these kind of details and things, and it's nice. And not only that, they also think my lunch is beautiful or my lunch is gross, but that's another story. Yeah, it's nice. I don't know if just talking about this is valuable or entertaining or not. I don't know, but maybe it reminds you of something today that you have to do or want to do, or I don't know, maybe anything can remind you of something. It's just how your brain works, and like mine. Thank you for watching, and I hope to see you later. Bye.